the tongues of Pentecost, a miracle of clarity, not confusion. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, What does this mean? But others mocking said, They are filled with new wine. Acts 2:6-13. The event described in Acts 2:6-13 was a supernatural act of God, not confusion or emotional frenzy. When the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples at Pentecost, they began to speak in other tongues, but these were not random or meaningless sounds. The crowd that gathered was made up of Jews from many regions, speaking many different languages, and the miracle was that each one heard them speak in his own language. That's what the text plainly says. This wasn't some private, ecstatic babble. It was clear, understandable speech that communicated the truth of God. The people were amazed and astonished, not because the disciples were acting strangely, but because Galileans, who would not normally speak these various foreign languages, were suddenly speaking fluently in the native tongues of those listening. They said, We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. That's the miracle. God enabled the disciples to speak real, known languages they had never learned, so that his word could go forth to all nations represented there. This aligns with what Jesus said in Acts 1:8, that his followers would be witnesses to the ends of the earth. God was reversing the confusion of Babel, Genesis 11, by making his truth known to people of every language. The purpose of tongues here was to glorify God and to communicate his mighty works in a way people could understand, not to produce chaos, unintelligible noise, or gibberish. Some mocked and said, They are filled with new wine. But Peter stood up and explained what was happening, pointing to the prophecy from Joel that God would pour out his Spirit. The miracle of Pentecost was not about emotional experiences, but about proclaiming the truth of God in languages people could understand. The tongues spoken in Acts 2 were known human languages used by the Holy Spirit to draw people to the truth of the gospel. That's what Scripture says, plainly and in context.